There are times when I wonder why some kids come to the rink at all. They're the ones in the third line, or the spare players that get played only when their team is winning. As you know, in most minor hockey organizations, the coach must play each player a certain amount in each game. Let me set up a situation that I see a lot during games. It's the third period, your team is down 2-1. One of the players on the third line is sitting on the edge of the bench, head down, staring at his skates. Every once in a while, he steals a glance at the coach, wondering, "Will I get to play?" He knows what the coach is thinking. The coach turns back to the bench and catches a glimpse of the young player, realizing it'll soon be time for a line change. He sees the third liner and thinks, "I'll play the third line as soon as we score one more goal." Coaches, can I offer you some advice? Sometimes it's a fine balance between playing to win and playing for the players to win. Why not balance your lines? Mix skill levels on a single line or defensive pair. The stronger players can stand out, and the weaker skilled players will have the on-ice support they need. Your best team is not just your best line, and your best line is not just your best player. Just think how the player who might have sat out a shift will feel when he plays on the starting line. Remember, the players obviously enjoy being with you and they love the game. Otherwise, they wouldn't come back game after game just to sit on the bench. Didn't you feel better when your name was in the starting lineup?